Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A funeral home manager in the UK has been sacked after a tribunal ruled that calling women at work love and hun is demeaning. Mike Hartley was fired after being accused of making a series of inappropriate remarks. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole story, right? But basically, he used words like sweetie, love, chick, honey, mate, and pal to men, by the way, as well. So, in other words, he kind of defended himself by saying, well, hold on for a second. I did refer to the lads as pal and mate, but he said I referred to the women as sweetie and love and chick and darling and honey and all those other kind of words. So, is there anything wrong with these kind of pet names in general? I'm not going to go into the whole story because we're here all day talking about the different aspects of the case. He lost his case, by the way, and he was fired. But do you think there's anything wrong with referring to people as pet names? Love. All right, love. Yeah, sweetheart. I mean, it does tend to be women more so than men that we refer to like that. But in saying that, I know lads that refer to each other, you know, as all right, mate. You know, because we wouldn't say hun to a lad. Of course, unless you were gay, well, then you might. So, do you know what I mean? You wouldn't say hon because it's a term of endearment, isn't it? But it is an old Irish thing, and particularly older Irish people would turn around and say, you all right, sweetheart? How's things, love? Or, you know, if Ashling's answering the phone there to people, for example, they might turn around and say, yeah, listen, yeah, thanks, love. I'd like to go on the air and give me opinion, love, if that's all right. Is there anything wrong with that? Now, Ashling might say to you, well, maybe she feels a little bit, you know, if it's a man saying it, it's different to a woman saying it and all that. But have we all become a little bit oversensitive? Is that the problem? Are we getting a bit oversensitive? Is there anything actually wrong with saying love or sweetheart or lovey, as they would in some parts of this country, or hun or bye? Is there anything wrong with it? All right, bye. Is there anything? I'm not a boy, but I don't mind if someone from Cork calls me bye. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you find it demeaning when somebody calls you darling or sweetheart or love? I'd like to know from the ladies of Ireland, particularly, do you find that demeaning? Ashley said the one that she does find demeaning is when somebody says to her, what's it? Huh? Girl, isn't it? Good girl. Good girl. Yeah. So she says to somebody, I'll try and get to the air. All right, good girl. It isn't, no, I have to be honest, it is a little bit pat on the head, isn't it? Good girl now, run along, do your job there now. It can be a sound a bit, but I don't think people mean any harm by it. They're all going to ring in now and say good girl for just to piss her off. The number is 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with using those pet names? Let me know what you think and text to WhatsApp right now.
Yep, we got some texts and WhatsApp messages.
You're doing a great job, Ashling, good girl.
You see, you just started, Ashling. Ashling, did you see what you started, Ashling? Yeah. What did you just say to me during the break there, Ashling, by the way?
Someone texted in saying, look, put it this way, Niall. If Tom Hardy was saying this to the girls, they wouldn't have a problem. And text her, I completely and utterly agree with you.
Tom Hardy can call you anything he wants.
Tom Hardy can call me any names he wants.
Yeah, okay. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, numbers 087-188-0008. He's in that new movie, actually, Venom. It's out, is it next week or the week after? Tom Hardy, isn't it? John, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Very good. Noel, how are you?
Good. Now, John, is there anything wrong with, you know, a guy, you know, referring to a woman, you know, as hun, love, sweetheart, sweetie, chick, whatever?
No, I don't think so. Because it's just the way we grew. Like, if your daughters, your stepdaughters grew up and you dress well, you're always going to give them a compliment every morning saying that they're gorgeous, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. That's okay to say, yeah, somebody looks gorgeous or give somebody a compliment, how they look beautiful, yeah.
Well, then, I go over to Maxwell College every day.
Yeah.
Right? And instead of saying gorgeous, I say gorgeouses. All of them.
Gorgeouses? The whole lot of them?
Yeah, because a whole lot of them. There's more than three walkers.
Right, and who? Where is this Maxwell Garage, by the way?
Oh, it's just on Dolphin's Barn.
Dolphin's Barn. So if all the girls are listening in the Maxwell and Dolphin's Barn, John thinks you're gorgeous. They're all gorgeous.
Every day I say it to them.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a term of endearment, isn't it? Yeah. And they should take it as a compliment.
Yeah, well, I think that everyone deserves a compliment every day.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, is there anything wrong with, you know, say, if you don't know somebody and saying, how you doing, love? Could you give us, you know, a pack of cigarettes there or whatever you're buying? Or, all right, darling. Is there anything wrong with that?
I I don't think so, no. Not unless it gets a bit rude, you know?
Yeah, if you say something very personal and rude, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this guy in this particular court case in the UK did refer, well, according to her, he denied it, that he did refer to her as Rachie Boobs.
Okay, well, would he have a conversation
over the top
beforehand?
Well, no. He also asked her for her vital statistics, but when he said his defence for that was he was inquiring about a uniform size because he wanted to get her a uniform for the job, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair enough, I suppose. You know, if he did want her vital statistics for a uniform, he could have asked her just what size she was. Yeah, but he called her sweetie and babes.
Oh, well, that's no harm, though.
You don't think it's any harm? Now, like, he didn't really know her, I suppose, and it's a formal setting, a professional setting. So is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You, no, so you do that, yeah.
Because I grew up on Blackymar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Where everybody would have used terms like, you know, yeah, darling, all right, love. Yeah.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
You okay, mate? You all right, buddy?
Yeah, yeah. So you would say to a guy, yeah, buddy or mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, say there for a second. Kevin, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, Kevin?
How you doing?
Yeah, John thinks this is ridiculous because this is the way he grew up in Fatima and Dalton's Barn. That's just what people say.
Yeah, no, I think, Niall, that's a much scam around with society that you get. You have to watch your words and you can't. You know, I grew up, I'm 61, I've grown up and you have people always call one another love, honey. Even some of my, I'm self-employed, some of my older clients and the women end up, especially when I ring them up and say, oh, hiya, love, hiya, honey. You know, so I'm not going to say anything to them about that.
Yeah, but somebody did mention on WhatsApp earlier on that she received an email, say, from a boss or something like that. I can't remember what it was. It's gone from me there. But at the bottom of the email, thanks, hon. Now, yeah. You know, is in a professional circumstance, is that a bit unprofessional?
Well, it's a bit, especially with the email and it's something to do professionally. You don't finish off your email or your thanks, hon.
Yeah.
That, when you come to that. But, I mean, I don't, now and again I do see people and I haven't seen a girl in a long time. I say, oh, how are you doing, love?
Yeah. How are you doing, love? How's things, darling?
Yeah. How are things?
Yeah.
And as I said, some of my older lady clients that I deal with, when I'm talking, I say, oh, well, honey, I love, you know, so I'm not going to say, hey, hang on, you can't call me that.
Yeah, but see, people, I think people are, and I'm listening to Aisling this morning when we were having a conversation, and Ruth actually, I'll tell you what, I get Ruth in here. Ruth is of the younger generation. And Ruth, send Ruth in to me there for a second because she was giving out shite there this morning.
Okay.
So the younger generation, I think they're being kind of a little bit brainwashed to think that this is offensive.
I think so. That's the way it's been going on now for the last 10, 20 years, you know, since things have started changing. You have to kind of watch your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
You know, with everything. Some of my friends, I haven't seen them in a long time, and they're women, and when I ring them up, and it's always, okay, hon, see you, hon.
Yeah, well, do me a favour, Stella, because I've got to take a break, and I'm going to get Ruth to come in here and defend herself, to defend the younger generation who seem to have an issue with this. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, Kevin and John, just stay there for a second, because I've just invited in my assistant producer and researcher, Ruth, who's 23 years of age. Now, Ruth, you did say earlier on you have an issue with people using these words. Now, I know you hang around with a lot of lefty mates, all right?
It's nothing to do with the lefties. I'm not going to lie. It's literally nothing to do with that. I just hate being patronised. And I find that I get called good girl on nearly a daily basis, no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah. Not by me.
No, not by you, but by older people. And it's a patronising thing. It's always like, ah, Jesus, look. And they never say fair play. It's never fair play to you. It's
good,
like,
girl.
Ah, good girl yourself doing that, like. I'm like, just say fair play. You wouldn't say
what's
good
wrong
boy.
But okay, it depends.
Because you wouldn't turn around to a lad the same age as me and say good boy.
Good
you
man. No, I'd say good man.
Yeah, man. Say good woman then. Don't say good girl.
Well, now, if they said good woman, it would be equally as patronising.
It
as
wouldn't.
Far as
no, it wouldn't.
What about,
because
okay, what
saying
about sweetheart?
Girl, saying girl implies that I am under the age of 18, 16, whatever. Like, it implies that I'm a child who are you are, like, validating. Like,
right, okay,
no,
okay,
I am not
okay,
a child.
What about hon? Darling.
Hon. Pun is fine. Darling, no, sorry. Like, ew.
Ew.
Don't call me darling. If you don't know me especially, do not call me darling. Like,
now, Kevin,
why?
Don't call her darling, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right, sweetheart.
No. No.
What about sweetheart?
I don't like sweetheart. No.
Okay.
Because sweetheart.
Hon is
sweetheart,
equally. Are they not just terms of endearment?
No, hon is different, but sweet. Because, well, my
why
age group
is hon
anyway.
Different?
My age group use hon in a very different context. Where sweetheart.
So we have to pander to your age group. Okay, go
I'm
on,
not
sorry,
saying
yeah.
you do, but yeah, sweetheart always comes across a little bit.
icky?
A little bit icky. Like, yeah.
John, are you with her here?
No.
I knew I was going to be on. I'm an island.
Tell you why.
Why? Why?
By the way, how are you, bud? How's your back?
How are you, bud? Yeah, you'd say to a bloke, yeah.
I'm talking to you.
He's asking how your back
me.
Is.
How is me back? No, me back is grand. Yeah, me back is grand, Kevin. Thanks.
Yeah, no, John. There's other parts of the country then down the west and that, and you go in and say, well, sham.
What do they call them?
Sham.
Sham. Yeah, or lovey. Lovey is a big thing in Wexford or Cork. Is it lovey in Cork? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but do you think she's right when she says that people might turn around to her and say, you know, if she does a task or does something in work, oh, yeah, good girl.
Good girl.
I've done it myself.
You'd say good girl.
Even if it's an older woman, I'd say good girl. Well done.
But you'd never say good boy to a fully grown man. So why do you say good girl?
I said that to fully grown men as well. That I say good man or good boy or whatever.
You'd say good man.
But you're saying man.
In fairness, Kevin, you would say good man. I've often said it.
Yeah, well, you say good man. All right, more so. That's... I've often came out with it just by, you know, good boy.
Yeah, but are we just, you know, kind of picking on words here? You know what I mean?
I think it is. It's just,
I can hear who's calling my name.
Yeah, sorry. John. It's all getting complicated now. Sorry, John. Go ahead.
You're doing a great job. You're a good woman.
See, good woman's fine. I don't feel patronised. It's when you say good girl, I feel like I've been patronised. I feel like I'm sitting at home and I'm 6 years old and I'm after sweeping the floor or something. And they're like, ah, good girl.
Pat you on the head, like.
Yeah, like, I don't need that. I'm a fully grown woman. I don't need someone to pat me on the head.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Tracy. Tracy, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Tracy?
Afternoon, Niall.
Afternoon, Tracy. Good girl for coming on the air. Thanks very much.
I think I'm a newbie on your show.
You're welcome. You're welcome to the show, Tracy. Tracy, is there anything wrong with these words, which some people class as terms of endearment? Others, like Ruth, take a little bit of offence to them or are a bit pissed off at them. Shouldn't you take offence?
I don't think they're offensive. I just think they're a bit cringy.
Cringy?
Cringy. I was coming out of the hospital there in Ballmount. I had sent in a voicemail there. I was coming out of Ballmount and there was a fella waiting to go in and have his bloods, and when he got called he walked in, "Hey, a hole!" And really, Bradley was breaking his eye laughing. I was laughing at all.
Yeah.
But
is there anything wrong with that?
I just thought it was a bit embarrassing.
Nice. He didn't mean to embarrass you. He just said it as a term of endearment. But you particularly hate the word babe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of hate that myself, in fairness.
It's a bit odd, babe. I went out with a fella and he used to say, "I am babe, this, babe, that." And every time he said that, I felt like, oh.
Yeah, I don't particularly the word babe. Now that's real. Oh Jesus, yeah,
Now
I don't generally use the words like sweetie or sweetheart or honey or darling, but I'm not of that generation and I'm not from those areas. It seems to be more of areas.
It's the younger generation that uses them. Isn't
well, they
it?
Use hon. Like, yeah.
Well, like I'm in my late 47, so okay. I'm only on 47, so. That wouldn't be my generation growing up. I mean, I went out with my first child's father for 13 years and he didn't call me babe or hon or anything like that.
Yeah, but some people do. Like if you'd walk down Moore Street, for example, you're 47. If you'd walk down Moore Street when you were a kid, every woman at a stand. All right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So that would have been very common. You know what I mean? And Kevin, where he lived in Dolphin's Barn, that would have been very common. The same in parts of Cork and Limerick and Galway. That would have been common too. But it's just wherever we grew up, maybe they didn't use it. Yeah, I don't believe it's meant to be insulting.
No, it's not insulting. I just find it very cringy.
Because even when you do something for somebody, especially if it's a lady or anything, or a young lady or an older lady, and when you're finished doing it, you're a darling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I don't find anything wrong with that.
Yeah, see, there you go, Ruth. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with that.
I have issues with that.
Come on, Ruth.
No, I'm sorry. I find it's more patronising than anything else. Like, the sweetheart and the honey and all that, like, I'll get over that. Fine. Yeah. You call me good girl and I don't know what the rest of your sentence was because I'm not listening anymore.
Yeah.
Tracy, if you call me good girl, I'm not listening to you anymore.
Tracy, does anyone ever say good girl to you?
Yeah, it's very...
patronising?
No, I don't like that.
Good if they say, if they said like, good woman, would that be okay?
Like you had 10 heads when you do that to me, I'd be like, good girl. Good lady's fine.
Good lady, good woman, that's fine. Don't call me girl. I am a woman. I am not 12 years old anymore. Like, I'm not 6 years old. I am a woman.
But it's just...
Still not as bad as babe. All right, babe. Yeah, I know one guy uses that word regularly. He's an oaf. So in saying that, that just put me off the word for life. All right, babe. Hey, babe. Can't even string two blue moves together, babe.
Now, you've probably heard of
things
that as well. Chicken.
Chicken, yeah, the chicken. You don't hear the chicken one too often. Now,
I've heard of them. But I do
know people. I know one guy who uses those words quite a lot. You know, sweetheart and love and, I mean, and you know him as well, Ruth.
I do.
Yeah, you don't take offence to that, do you?
No, because I know him well and I know him personally. So right. It's different. If I have a relationship with you, it's completely different.
Right, so if I use the words, would it be a bit weird because I've never done it before?
It'd be weird because you've never used it, but the person we're talking about has always spoken like this.
Right.
And that is just who they are.
So then this is what I said to Ashton earlier on. You women, and I'm saying women, not girls, you women are choosing who you're offended by.
Well, if he called me good girl, I'd still be offended. Yeah, but the rest of the words... I get over them.
Yeah, but you hear what Ashton said earlier on about Tom Hardy. And I'm sure Tracy feels the same way. Tom Hardy can call her whatever he wants.
No, I'd still call Tom Hardy out.
So you're choosing who to be offended by. If it was a young, good-looking lad in work that said it to you, it'd be all right. You know, if he said sweetie or sweetheart. But if it was an L boy, you'd be saying the dirty girl.
No, either way, it's no. No.
All right, listen, lads, ladies, thank you very much indeed. I said lads and ladies. There you go. I didn't say girls and boys. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much, Ruth. That was a good girl. Thanks very much.
Oh, my God. We're not talking anymore.
I'm joking.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.